We lost a legend yesterday. Robert Redford died. He starred in many movies, including one of his first, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That one held a special space in his heart. He did a ton of movies, he directed, and in the 80s, he started the Sundance Film Festival, a nod to one of his most iconic characters. Redford was 89. No cause of death revealed. He was surrounded by family and loved ones at his home in Utah. The Boys and Girls Club say they've received an increase in donations since Nate Bargatze's stunt at the Emmys. Central Perk Coffee Shop, yes, famous from Friends, is opening its first permanent location in Times Square. There will be a replica of the famous orange sofa, merch for sale, and take-home coffee blends. It's scheduled to open this fall. In music news, Kenny Chesney is back in the studio, but not for new music. He's recording the audio version of his new book, Heart Life Music, which is going to be out November 4th. Ella Langley did a recent show in Canada and shared her thoughts on love.
To me, love is everything. It's passionate, it's honest, it's hardworking, it's forgiveness. I'm looking for that. And somebody that I know is my person. So if you're looking for that too, with me tonight, help me sing this next one. It's called Nicotine.
And finally, the first trailer has dropped for The Housemaid, starring Sydney Sweeney and Amanda Seyfried. You can check it out. I've posted it in my entertainment update on our website and inside our app. And that's what's happening in Hollywood. I'm Ryan Kelly.